Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Welcome in, everyone. Big issues, big guest. And as I've said many times, maybe other than the president, the person who I would love to have that job, but it is a daunting job because he is the one or she is the one that literally has our lives in their hands in a lot of different ways, is the Secretary of Homeland Security. Joining us today is Chad Wolf, acting DHS Secretary, traveling with the President to Allentown today. Secretary Wolf, welcome to Philadelphia. Thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me on.
Well, a little bit about your background before we talk with the President today, Secretary Wolf. How were you in Homeland Security? Where did you come from to get into that post?
Sure. I was with the Department of Homeland Security shortly after it was established back in 2002 and 2003, first with the Transportation Security Administration and then with the department, and then had the opportunity to come back to the department on Inauguration Day in 2017 and have been here at the department ever since, holding a number of positions at the department, including chief of staff, including undersecretary, and a variety of others. So happy to be here, happy to be on the president's team and making real progress at the department.
Well, you are in a critical job. So thank you for that advancement and how we've gotten you into that. Why are you traveling with the president? Why would Homeland Security be traveling with the president to Pennsylvania today?
Sure, absolutely. So as you indicated, we'll be in Allentown, Pennsylvania to visit Owings and Minor there. So that company is a global healthcare logistics company. And as you may know, or many of your listeners may know, they have been assisting the administration, making sure that we get PPE supplies, N95 masks, surgical gowns, gloves to hospitals, to surgery centers across the country. And they have been a vital part of that supply chain. The Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA, is within the Department of Homeland Security. We have Administrator Gaynor on the trip as well. We have Secretary of HHS, Alex Azar, on the trip as well. We are all involved in responding to the pandemic, and FEMA is leading that national response. So it's appropriate that not only the FEMA administrator is there, I'm there as well, to make sure that we certainly congratulate these companies that are working with us, and to highlight the work that they are doing. Really, what we've been able to do with companies like Owings and Minor, as well as other, is this private sector mobilization that we really have not seen since World War II, making sure that we get those supplies, mostly from overseas, into the U.S. as quickly as possible. And we've done that through an air bridge. You've probably heard that discussed several times. And Owings and Minor is a part of that. So the president will reflect on that a little bit. You'll also hear the president talk about the need for a well-stocked strategic national stockpile, which we did not inherit in this administration when we came in, severely depleted, not where we needed to be. So I think the president will reflect on the need to have that a more robust capability.
Well, Secretary Wolf, it shocks me, and I think I'm pretty knowledgeable, and a lot of our listeners are, we were fully unaware. China was on our radar screen, but that our supply chain for things, ibuprofen I saw the other day, and the other things we're talking about, are you involved with the discussions? And I know President Trump is going to drill down on this, even if Congress isn't that helpful, to make sure in the future, this is job one. We have to get out of the position that we've been put in prior to this vis-a-vis supply chains in China.
Absolutely. And it's certainly a topic of discussion in the White House Coronavirus Task Force, what we're calling onshoring. So making sure that we are able to, not only from a pharmaceutical standpoint, but also just a basic PPE standpoint, making sure that a lot of these supplies are manufactured, are produced here in the U.S., and making sure that we are not need to go overseas for 80 to 90% of it, which we are today. We need to have a little bit more balanced aspect to that. We need to be able to make this here in the U.S., and I think that's, again, what the president will talk about. He'll talk about onshoring. He'll talk about, again, having a robust, well-stocked strategic national stockpile.
Well, your purview, too, an uptick for the Trump policies. We've seen stories recently where Mexico appears to be a lot more helpful along the border, and I think they're even looking at Fast and Furious and the guns going into Mexico and the rest. What can you tell us about Mexico? What's the metric to tell us they're more of a partner for our security along the border?
I think that's right. I think, again, President Trump's leadership on border security has been really the game changer. I think he's the first president that has acknowledged that border security is certainly homeland security. And so we are putting a number of different efforts into protecting not only our southwest border, but our northern border as well. And in a pandemic environment like COVID, that's more important than ever. So there's a couple of different lines of effort that we have been engaged in. One, we have stopped non-essential traffic over our southwest border and our northern border for that matter. We've seen anywhere from 60 to 75% decrease in that non-essential travel. And so that's critically important while we continue to make sure that that commercial trade and travel that keeps our supply chain strong, making sure that that continues. And so we've been very successful at that. The second piece I would say would be to talk about the illegal entries or the apprehensions across that southwest border every day. If you were to go back to this time last year, you would have seen over 100,000 folks coming across that border illegally per month. In April of 2020, just last month, that number was under 17,000. And so it's a lot of work that's been underway to facilitate that and make that a reality from the president, from the Department of Homeland Security, and from our Customs and Border Protection officers. And the idea there is very simple, is we apprehend about 120 different nationalities at that southwest border every year. These are individuals without proper documentation, without medical history, and without travel papers. And so it makes it very difficult to ascertain and make medical decisions about where they've come from, where they've been. And we don't want to introduce that into our detention facilities here in the U.S., exposing our DHS frontline workforce and the American people to that. So we've used new authorities under this pandemic to apprehend these individuals and turn them around and return them to Mexico or the Northern Triangle within about 2 hours, which has really been historic. It's usually taken days and weeks and even months to do that. And we think that's vitally important in this time to keep our frontline workforce safe. And then I would just end by saying we continue to build a very strong and effective border wall system. We're about 181 miles. We'll reach the 200-mile mark here in early June. And that border wall system is absolutely critical. And what it does is it funnels individuals that are crossing illegally. It funnels hard narcotics, illicit contraband to our ports of entry, where we have the staff, where we have the technology and the infrastructure to properly screen that type of individuals and goods. And so we're very proud of the work that we've done, and we'll continue to work on that border wall system.
Secretary Wolf, just parting question for you. You're in a sanctuary city area today in Lehigh County, Allentown. I'm in one of the capitals of it where the mayor dances to the sanctuary city tune. What's being done about that, or is the pandemic slowing down ICE and your attempts to rein that in a bit?
Yeah, I would just say overall, again, DHS is the largest law enforcement organization in the country. And so we take a hard line when it comes to this. And as you know, sanctuary laws grossly undermine both public safety and security. And it's just an anathema to any law enforcement officer that that we have these laws out there, and that we're putting our officers, we're putting those communities at risk. So we're taking a number of actions. Here at the department, we are calling out sanctuary cities. I've been involved in several events where we are calling on local jurisdictions, whether that's mayors or other local politicians, to really think about what they're doing when they enact these policies. We're also working with the Department of Justice through the court system to go after these jurisdictions, and we'll continue to do that. We're looking at other avenues as well, but we'll continue to be very aggressive on that because, again, it puts our officers at risk, our ICE officers at risk, going into these communities, trying to find these individuals that could have been turned over to ICE in a jail setting. So it's very concerning to us, and we'll continue to talk about it.
Secretary Wolf, enjoy Allentown in Pennsylvania. Thank you so much. It was an honor to have you today.
All right. Well, thank you for your time. Appreciate it.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.